Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go, hook him up!
I just whipped your ass.
You
take it all away.
I'm gonna dog you until I wear
your Texas ass out every day. The game is ours to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm currently joined by my co-host, Katrera. What's going on, Katrera?
Not much. What's going on?
What's going on is I'm heavily considering going back to Fridays because ever since Craig decided he wanted the show to move to Thursdays, it seems like we've had more mishaps on Thursdays than Fridays. So it's like, let's just go back to Friday. Yeah. So if you haven't guessed, Craig will not be joining us. Something with his mom in car trouble. That's all I know. So I think he probably had to go pick her up or something. He did say that her car trouble happened 10 minutes away from Brian. So you think Brian would be nice and hook his mom up with a ride so Craig could do the show, but apparently not. Yeah. So anyways, we're pretty much, you set the show, so I didn't even read the description. So I guess we're going to preview Money in the Bank. Did you put anything else on there?
No, that's it.
Was there really any news this week at all, really, outside of the thing? It's because, like, last week there was a lot of shit going on. It seems like it was a pretty quiet week this week.
I don't think there's been anything. Not in wrestling, at least. Maybe in life this week's been big, but, you know.
Yeah. But, So, anyway, I'm trying to let you here. I'm trying to find something on Facebook here. I'm having a little trouble. If you want, you can go ahead and start the rundown of the, pay-per-view.
Okay. Let's see. We get the pre-show first, which I will not see, but I will run that down for you right now. With Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin in the first match, which I don't care about because I think these guys have wrestled a million times since WrestleMania. So.
Yeah, they've. Have they even been on TV the last few weeks?
I don't recall them being on TV. At least not the last couple of weeks.
I've been kind of sleeping through Raw and just kind of like cherry-picking like through the DVR. But I don't even remember fast-forwarding through their stuff within. Honestly, I can't even tell you the last time they were on Raw. I think the last time I saw them was the last time it was a pay-per-view and they were on the pre-show.
I've been getting through Raw in like an hour lately.
Yeah.
It hasn't taken me long to watch Raw lately. It's just been too much shit on there.
Yeah.
So it usually only takes me about an hour and a half or 2 hours at the most to watch Raw. So flip through a bunch of crap.
Yeah, and then like Ziggler, man, that dude's worth his fallen. I mean, he's been on with 3 pre-shows, not even on the fucking main show. So his career's not going anywhere, and then I guess they've given up or lost interest on Baron Corbin, or they finally looked at him through high-definition TV and realized that his hair looks stupid and he needs to get some hair plugs, and let's put him off TV till he does or something. But well, we'll know exactly how if they if Ziggler wins, then Corbin should just ask for his release.
The last time they were on TV, they did the amateur rules thing where you kicked him in the nuts, and that was it.
That was how long ago? 3 weeks, at least.
Maybe 2 weeks. I think.
Maybe two.
So,
but either way,
that's only interesting thing they've done in this feud. So.
Yeah. So, like I say, if Corbin loses, I mean, his career is pretty much done. You better hope he wins, and if Ziggler loses, I don't know.
Nobody
will
care.
Yeah,
nobody will
care. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago. He was pretty over, but now he's like nothing.
The other match is Apollo Crews versus Sheamus in the pre-show.
Did you say Shane or Sheamus?
Sheamus.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Shane. I was like, wait, what? Okay. Wait, did you say this is a pre-show or the opener?
This is a pre-show match.
So they're having two pre-show matches. So.
Yeah.
So both guys that they brought up are on the pre-show, and that's kind of strange. And hopefully Cruz will win. Who knows? I mean, he's talented, but he's been very unimpressive since they brought him in. And then Sheamus is Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows what's going on?
Let's see. On the main show, we have Charlotte and Dana Brooke versus Natalya and Becky Lynch. That seems like a Raw match, not a pay-per-view match.
Yeah, and they're going to, you know, the reason the women's matches have been over was because of all the awesome matches they had on NXT. And then it was kind of slow going when they had the Revolution thing going. But then when it was Charlotte against Becky and Charlotte against Natty up until they started doing the stupid finishes, it was kind of getting hot again because they were having great matches. Well, that's all going to come to a screeching halt if you're going to involve Dana Brooke in the actual matches. She's going to bring them down big time. And they've really cut the time. I mean, it's been like three weeks since we've actually had a women's match. Everything else has been interviews and short ones at that. And then I don't know what they're doing with Charlotte. You know what I mean? That whole thing where she... I like that thing where she got rid of Ric Flair and stuff, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess some people got offended or something, so then the next week she has to be denigrated by Stephanie, and then she's job on either Raw or SmackDown just the other day. I'm really not – don't know what's going on. I mean, if they think Dana Brooke's the future of the women's division, they're in for a fucking big surprise, and I think the women's – decision in WWE peaked, honestly.
The next match is the United States Championship. We have Rusev the Champion versus Titus O'Neil. Another match I do not care about.
It'll be two big guys clubbing the shit out of each other. That's usually fun. I mean, as far as storyline, it's not a big storyline or anything interesting like Rusev's had like in the past, but as far as a big clubbering match, I think it'll be fun, and I'm sure. Well, who knows what'll win? Because you know they like to push Titus for the last couple of years as this awesome father, and it is Father's Day, so then maybe they'll let him win and then lose on Raw or something, or it'll be like if he's on his own hometown and has a job on Father's Day, you know, you know what I mean? And he's still probably in the doghouse for putting his hands on Vince, whatever that was, back on that one thing. But yeah, as far as storyline, it hasn't been anything at all, but I think the match will be okay. And at least we'll get to look at Lana.
Yeah, I mean, Titus is good. I think he's kind of underrated, to be honest with you. We have a fatal four-way match for the tag team titles with the New Day versus Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows against Enzo and Big Cass against the Vault Villains. I put title on Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows on this one.
I put the titles on them. That or maybe get like a fluke win with the Vaudeville, not the Vaudeville, the fucking Enzo and Cash or something. I think the match will be good. I mean, Luke and Gallows are really good. I mean, Gallows and Anderson. And then, the New Day, they have good matches. So, I mean, it'll be a good match. And
their segments are getting very irritating. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this. Their segments are getting very irritating in the New Day.
Yeah, they're kind of running out of shit to do. So, it's like... And
I didn't understand the shit with the shoes this past Monday. I don't know what the fuck that was all about. I was more interested in why Xavier Woods was wearing Iron Sheik boots with the curly toes.
He's been doing that for months.
I don't know what that's about. I mean, was there a story behind that, or is it just something that looks stupid?
No, it's just like, 1 week Kofi has the gold shoes, tennis shoes with the wings. And so I guess Xavier needed his own shoe gimmick, so he went and got the Iron Sheik. He's had those for months.
Yeah, well, I don't look at people's shoes, I guess. The last couple of weeks or segments have been, I haven't even watched them because I fast forward through them because they've just been, irritating. They say a bunch of silly shit that don't make no sense. So
I laugh when they were Hodoring Hodor. That was that was funny. But,
plus, it doesn't make no sense to me to have a three-man babyface team as the champions.
I don't know. I mean, I like the New Day. I mean, their stuff hasn't been as good as it's been lately. But
I mean, they're good.
Big E,
I like Big E and Kofi more than like Xavier with any of the other two. I think they're a good team. It's just, I don't know. The stuff just hadn't been too good lately. So,
yeah.
Except when they went back in the time machine and found Kofi's accent.
That's funny.
We have a match I'm probably looking forward to the most, AJ Styles and John Cena. I'm probably looking forward to that match more than probably any match this year so far.
Yeah, because it's going to be good. I mean, AJ's been phenomenal in his matches. And Cena always, as much as people say he sucks as a wrestler and bitch and this and that, he always has fucking the best matches on the fucking pay-per-view. So I think it's going to be
awesome. Plus,
he hasn't seen
him in like 6 months.
Yeah. I think the heat's going to be unreal.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. So hopefully AJ will win so they can kind of keep it going. Because like I say, it's been one of the best things they've been doing storylines wise and stuff. So hopefully, and then AJ could really use the win. I don't think it's gonna hurt Cena, especially if he wins like the next one or whatever. So
yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be awesome. It is what I've been looking forward to the most, even more than Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm. Like this show may be the one I've looked forward to the most this year so far.
What's funny is the Money in the Bank is going to be an awesome match, but there's actually going to be a Money in the Bank match on Friday that's going to blow it out of the water, and I'll talk about that match later.
Okay. Then we go to the Money in the Bank ladder match with Sami Zayn versus Cesaro versus Chris Jericho versus Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens versus Alberto Del Rio. I don't know, but the only person that makes sense for me to win this match is Kevin Owens.
Yeah, because he is the best out of all of them as far as, like, total
package.
He's
the kind of character that would go with the Money in the Bank. Kind of sneaky,
like, sneaky and about the cash.
Kind of an edge-like character with the briefcase,
Yeah.
Or a Seth Rollins character like that.
Yeah.
So I could see that happening.
I could see him like run in and get ready to catch it in, and then he'll see the opponent just move a little bit, and he'll be like, get scared and decide not to do that. It's not working.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And he is good at walking out on like interviews or stuff like that, you know, like that old school. So yeah, I think he's the best one. This match would be great. Not really sure why Del Rio's in this match. He's good, but he's not like the other ones. So I'm not sure why he's in there. I know AJ's in the match with Cena, but I would have loved to have seen him take like Al Porto's spot and then have.
I think they could have put like somebody like Neville coming back in this match, because I know he's ready to come back.
Yeah, Neville make his return in this match, and I'm pretty sure it'll look like Sammy's gonna win, and then Owens will kind of fuck him in the end somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Or that'll probably happen, but I'm sure it'll be a great match. I mean, like Sammy's been awesome, Cesaro's been awesome since he came back. Owens is awesome. Jericho is an awesome character. His ring work, he's just not as good as he used to be, but you know, they're gonna have enough high spots and ladder shit to like hide other shit, so it should be good. Del Rio's good. It's just I'm just whatever.
I also could see like a dark horse. I could kind of see Dean Ambrose winning just because of what they did on Monday.
Yeah.
With the Shield.
Well,
since
he was the last man standing, like right before the pay per view, that almost guarantees he's not winning.
Yeah, well, make much sense for the last man standing in that match anyway. I mean, in that segment anyway.
Yeah.
So, we have Roman Reigns defending the title against Seth Rollins. This should be a very good match. I don't think they're going to change the title. I wouldn't be surprised if this is where they do some kind of disputed finish where it splits the title in half for the two shows.
Yeah, I could see that too. Especially that way, and then Rollins can say that he still hasn't beat me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could definitely see that. We'll see how good Rollins is, because we'll see how Roman had those awesome matches with AJ, and you know Roman did his part, but a lot of that was AJ. So we'll see how good Rollins is as far as, because Roman can have a good match if he does his spots and has the other guy carry the rest of the match. So we'll see. We'll see what Rollins can do and see where he matches up against AJ as far as being able to carry Roman. You know what I mean? For like a long match.
I'm sure he'll be able to. He's good enough.
Oh, I'm sure he will. I'm sure it'll be good. It's just we'll just see. It'll be kind of a good comparison point to see how good Rollins is as far as AJ Styles.
I just noticed the other day he got rid of the blonde streak in his hair.
It's all gone now? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I noticed it the other day. I kind of liked it. It kind of made him look like more of a douchebag.
Yeah. He probably saw Matt Hardy and just decided to be embarrassed and get rid of it.
Oh, God. I watched the one that Matt Hardy thing on YouTube the other day. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I thought it was good, though.
When she came in through the baby, I said that was fucking awesome right there. It's like the baby finally paid off or something.
Yeah,
because it's so weird to have that baby and that little thing in this whole feud. Just not that I've watched any of it, just what I've read, but seeing her toting that baby around and then she just threw the doll up there. It was funny as hell.
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked Matt as a character. I mean, he can't wrestle like he did when he was in his 20s anymore, but I've always liked all the different things they did. Remember when he was eating, what the fuck was he eating? He was eating some kind of, like, lobster something or something when he was trying to make weight for the Cruiserweight title?
I really don't know.
No. They had him, like, on some diet, and because he was, like, a few pounds over the Cruiserweight division. I think it was with like Shannon Moore at the time. And then we were doing Matt Hardy version 2.0. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Matt's always been awesome. So, yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I heard so many people talk about that. I was thinking on YouTube the other day, so I had to watch it. I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck he is.
Looks like some kind of a nut or something, I don't know. But I love that baby spot when she threw the baby up at Jeff.
Yeah.
That was great. That was better than Stinsky punting the baby.
Right. So I guess that was the whole show.
Yeah, that's only 5 matches on the main show. So
wow. Well, this is gonna get plenty of time.
Hopefully the 3 matches. I'm sure 3 matches will get like 20 plus minutes. So
yeah,
which would be good.
Yeah,
Maybe I read in the Observer or something. They were trying to go like. They're going to go, like, a little bit over 3 hours on some of these shows?
They don't need to. They really don't need to. And sure as hell they need to go over 4 hours for us. They almost went, 5 hours? That was ridiculous.
6 hours. That was a 2-hour pre-show.
Yeah, so they're doing a pre-show and people can't even get into the building because the Wi-Fi don't work. That worked out great. But since that was that show, and yeah, like the last 3 matches are going to be good, and I'm excited for it. My excitement for Running the Bank is almost nothing compared to my excitement to the iPay-per-view that I'm going to watch tomorrow night. And since we don't have nothing to talk about, and even though you don't even know who these people are, I'm going to go ahead and run down this show anyway.
That's fine.
If Craig was on, we could hear him do that sigh when he gets off sad right now. Well, anyway, tomorrow night there's a Shine pay-per-view because next week is the Shimmer tapings that I will be at live. So if it's Shimmer, that means all the international girls are in. And the last couple of Shine shows, there's been like some injuries. People have been like on tour and not on the show. The last couple of shows were kind of disappointing, though, honestly. You know, the main matches were good, but as far as, like, the whole show, it was kind of disappointing. And the last show, I got a text from Lance. He's asking me, is there a Shine show this week? And they hadn't even, because I think they waited to, like, 3 days before the show to announce the show and stuff. So, yeah. So he was want to watch it because of Rachel Ellering was going to be on the show. So I told him, I go, yeah, I found out that there is going to be a show. She's going to be on it. I told him, I go, don't expect too much from the show because I told him, I go, Lisa's heard, Mia's in Europe, Santana's in Japan, or this, that, you know. And it probably was one of their worst shows, honestly, because they just had a bunch of green new girls working like the first third of the show. But this one, they got the internationals on, so this one should be awesome. And there's some firsts, a lot of firsts going on this show, and a lot of interesting matches. But I'll start with the bottom. The first match is supposed to be Maria and Luscious Latasha. And Maria is just some green girl wearing a mask. Kind of like, I don't know, I need to watch a lot of Ring of Honor, but they have this guy called the Romantic Touch. And I think she's like a woman's version of the Romantic Touch. And Luscious Latasha is this little short black girl who's been doing a gimmick where she goes and wrestles like all the monsters or the big girls that are on the shows, and they beat the shit out of her. But they keep beating the shit out of her, so they get disqualified, and this Luscious Latasha's been on a winning streak. And it's going to her head, like, you remember when Bob Holly thought he was a giant? So it's actually a cool angle. But like I say, she gets her ass kicked, loses, but then always wins by DQ in the end. And she's taking on Rhea O'Reilly, who's one of Lance's students. And she's pretty good. And then another girl from Europe called Viper who's making her debut. I don't know much about her. Second match is an all-Lance Storm match because it's Kellyanne, who impressed the shit out of me at the Shimmer Show last year against Chelsea Green, who was the one that was on Tough Enough for a few weeks. And she's really, really, really good looking. She's supposed to be pretty good. And since they're both his students, I'm sure they'll know how to work with each other. So that should be a decent match. So far we're on three. We got three Landstorm students on one show. And then the next match is Tessa Blanchard, who Lance didn't train but has worked with a bit when he does those, like, conventions and stuff. So Tessa Blanchard versus Rachel Ellering. So now we're up to four and a half Landstorm students, basically. So the opening of this match sucks. It's all Lance's fault. But Rachel's all right. She's not like a beauty queen, but she's like solid, especially for like she's only been doing it for like a year. But she's real solid compared to like most new girls. Then we start getting to the better matches, and then we have Su Young, who does her gimmick's like a cross between the Great Muta and Mankind. And she's awesome, and she's taking on Kaylee Ray. Kaylee Ray was on NXT. She had to make Nia Jax look good, even though Kaylee Ray should be like one of the biggest stars on NXT because she just looks like a fucking star, and she's awesome. And then I'm not going to go in order. The next match, they have a tag team championship match, and it's Marty Bell that's on TNA, and Jamie Jameson, who's this chick who's kind of jacked up, but she's not very impressive. And they're taking on Evie and Chaz and McKenzie. And Evie also had to make Nia Jax look good on NXT. And Chaz and McKenzie wrestled Emma on NXT. Both of them extremely attractive. Both of them really, really good. Fortunately, to me, it's not really a good matchup because there's no way in hell Marty and Jamie can keep up with Evie. Evie's like one of the fastest wrestlers out there. She used to be like a track star, and she's one of my favorites. She's super explosive, so I don't know how good the match will be because, like I said, I don't know if they can keep up with the challenger. This is one of those matches I'm going to be pissed off because of the team that, because you know they're not going to give the titles to Evie and Chandler. So it's one of those teams where the winner is going to be the team that's not even close to as good as the other team. So that kind of sucks. But anyway, then they had to make a lot of changes on this show. And basically, this show is going to feature three of the top five women championship matches defended on one show. They were going to have the Shine Championship defended. They were going to have the Shimmer Championship defended. And they were going to have the TNA Knockouts Championship defended. And that kind of got changed a little bit because Mia was the TNA champion, but then she lost to Allyson Kay at the TNA pay-per-view, and Allyson Kay was the one that was going to challenge for the Shimmer Championship.
What's her name? Does she have a different name in TNA?
Mia Yim?
Yeah.
Or Allyson Kay?
Mia Yim.
Yeah, Mia Yim is Jade, and Allyson Kay is... Sienna is, I think, her name is how you
okay.
say it.
Okay, because I remember I was reading the results like the past week, and I remember there was a title change, and I didn't see her name, so I didn't know if she that you were talking about the same person, or she just had a different name in TNA or something like that. So that's what
yeah, TNA seems like she said they let Marty pretty much keep her name, but Mia Yim is Jade, Allyson Kay is Sienna. And then Cherry Bomb is Allie or something. I can't think of it right now. But so anyway,
I don't want to change the name. They got to take that loan to change somebody's name over there. Jesus
yeah.
Christ, they can't pay for shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they do that. And then so anyway, like I said, they're going to have three separate matches, and then they were also going to have a match between Soraya Knight versus Nicole Matthews. But then Soraya Knight had a family emergency and she's not making the trip after all. So that match had to get changed. So basically, the whole thing got changed. So what they're going to do is the main event is now going to be the Shine Champion versus the Shimmer Champion versus the TNA Knockouts Champion, and the person who gets pinned or submitted loses their championship. So I can't remember the last time you had, like, three different, like, major, I don't know if some people might laugh at me saying major championships, but, you know, they are pretty, the Shimmer Championship's respected. Shine Champion's been doing okay, and the TNA Knockouts. So I'm guessing that the Shine champion, TaylorMade, is probably going to lose her title to probably Allison Kay. Or I don't know, I'm not too sure. But what would be totally funny and awesome, even though I know this isn't going to happen, is TaylorMade and Allison Kay used to be a tag team called Made in Sin. And it'd be funny if Sal, Sapolsky's partner, he's the one that's basically in charge of Shine, if Sal goes to TaylorMade and Allison Kay and says, let's fuck over Shimmer and let's shoot on the champion and let's pin Madison Eagles and we'll take the Shimmer championship and we'll show Bay Prazak that Shine's better than Shimmer. I think that would be awesome, but probably not going to happen.
They should shoot and take the TNA title. It's embarrassing,
right? Yeah. That would be pretty funny. That would be pretty. But since they had to change all the challengers for that match, the semi-main event, and they're actually billing this as this. It says Money in the Bank. They're actually billing this next match as a Money in the Bank. So I guess this proves that there is something going on with WWE and WWE Live because, you know, they got the guys on Evolve and WWE guys on Evolve, and Shine hasn't got a letter saying don't use the words Money in the Bank or whatever. But anyways, it's going to be Kelly Slater versus who's from Australia, and she's awesome, versus Mia Yim versus Santana, the former TNA Brittany versus Nicole Matthews. So that should be pretty awesome. But just the fact, like, to me, it's so weird that they're advertising a Money in the Bank match the weekend of Money in the Bank. And WWE is not freaking out about it, you know. So, but it should be an awesome show. I guarantee you it's going to be better as a whole than the WWE one and stuff. So, yeah, I'm more excited for the Shine pay-per-view than for WWE version of Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
And then the next week I get to fly to Chicago and see 5 DVD tapings in 3 days. So I'll be seeing more women's wrestling matches in 3 days than you probably will in your whole life.
You're doing that and going to Vegas this year? Things awful close
What's
together.
That's
you're doing
that's
that
2 weeks
going
later.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I'm flying to Chicago next week, and then 2 weeks after that, I'm flying to Vegas for the Vegas thing. So, yeah, I'm going to be a broke motherfucker after, by the end of July. So, but anyway, it should be fun.
Hey, have you seen the, I watched the, you know they got that Jake Roberts movie on Netflix?
Yeah, I know it's on Netflix, but I haven't had time to see it.
Pretty
I found
good.
The website. Really? Yeah, I've been meaning to see it, but right now I found a website that has fucking where you can find streams of all the seasons of Games of Thrones. So I've kind of gone back. I'm halfway through season 2. Unfortunately, I'm going to probably have to put that on hold because what, at midnight or 11 tonight, fucking they released the season of Orange is the New Black. So
yeah,
I'm sure
I'll be watching that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or probably later this evening.
Yeah. I got to take my car to the shop in the morning, and as soon as I get back, I'm just going to get on Netflix and just start watching as many as possible, so that should be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll make my way back to Games of Thrones, and then maybe I'll watch the Jake the Snake thing. I got to the point where there's, like, characters this year on Games of Thrones that I don't fucking remember that well, so I'm, like, going back and, like, really paying attention to whenever they talk about somebody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because somewhere, like, on the first time I watched it, I forgot that the crazy bitch with her 12-year-old tit-sucking son was that the kid is, like, the son of John Aaron, who's the one that died, that started the whole thing, the Hand of the King. And so I'm making a sense of stuff that
you mean that the kid that was, like, 12-year-old and was still being breastfed or something?
Yeah.
That kid's creepy.
Yeah. he wasn't as creepy when he came out like a few weeks ago. I guess ever since his mom died, he's becoming more normal. But you could tell he's
still
like a spoiled brat.
Why
do they put
these kids in charge of everything? All these kids are the ones that have the final say on who lives and dies and shit. Jesus Christ.
Well, honestly, there were a lot of young kings and stuff like that in the medieval times, and even in like Egypt, there were like a lot of young
these little asshole kids. These grown ups like put the hammer down, whip somebody's ass or something. You know.
But you remember when Tyrion fucking would smack Joffrey around? That was funny.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, he's like,
they got all these people, all these fine, mighty people in this little dipshit. Jesus Christ. Who is that?
Yeah,
they need to bring him back somehow. They need to get the lady that brought Jon Snow back to life and bring him back to life. To, you know.
Who, Joffrey?
Yes.
Yeah. As much as Joffrey, it's funny, though, because as much as he was an asshole and just the most unredeeming person on the whole show, his brother is such a pussy, dude.
I know.
I mean, it's like the king is such a bitch, dude. I swear to God. He's making his mom have a baby face turn right now. That's
he was already having a baby face turn at that stuff. They did her with the walk of shame. That kind of made her sympathetic a little bit. You know, at the end of the last season.
Yeah.
And she's got the, like the guy in the, I can't remember the name, but you know the big guys they like brought back to life, like he's fucking Frankenstein or something.
The mouse.
Yeah, he reminds me like Bane and like Batman and Robin. You remember?
Yeah.
It looks like this big. He just ripped that dude's head off the other night. It looked fucking awesome.
that was cool, but I was a little disappointed because I thought he was gonna kill them all, and I thought the one he ripped the head off, I thought that was gonna be that one pussy Lannister.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah.
I've been waiting for something to happen. I mean, something to get back to like the High Sparrows for all this. I don't even know how they have any power. I guess
the queen gave them power because she wanted them to throw in Margaery because she was supposed to marry Margaery's brother, the gay one. She didn't want to marry him, and then she's all jealous of Margaery being the queen. So she's like, well, let me fuck them over and say that he's gay, so he's sinning, and she knew, so he was sinning and not realizing that, yeah, everybody knows you're fucking your brother and having kids.
That's true. That's one thing you can't get over when you look at these people and try to get a little sympathy. Man, they brother and sister are fucking each other. It's just too weird.
Well,
you know?
No, Jamie made a successful baby face turn when he was with Brianna.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, the Lannisters aren't they're not as hateable as they were, like, in the beginning, because Tyrion is, you know, one of the best characters. And, like I say, Jaime's made a baby face. It's just Cersei that's a bitch. And then, you know, like I say, they're making her sympathetic with what happened, and then fucking Tommen being such a bitch and shit. Hopefully they'll have a dragon eat him or something.
We got like what, two episodes left?
Yeah, we're the two. So this Sunday is the big one because it's going to be
the
battle.
The one before the finale is usually the biggest one every season, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
always when shit goes down. Like that's when they killed Ned.
I think the big thing we're waiting on is like Starks and and the Bolton or Ramsay Bolton going at it. That's what they've been building to at least.
Yeah, well, that's the title. Yeah. The title is the Battle of the Bastards. So it's going down.
And I'm glad to see what's her name, Arya. She finally got to go back home. I don't know. That shit's weird with the guy with the different faces and whatever. I didn't quite get that, but finally killed that shithead girl has been chasing around for 3 weeks.
When they wrote that, they must have just watched like Terminator the week before or something. Because, right? Didn't she look like Terminator the way she'd run her down?
Yeah. expecting her to like turn into metal or something, you know, like in Terminator 2.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it reminded me of with Terminator 2, that whole chase. So yeah, she's coming back. That should be cool. And yeah, I can't wait. Sunday should be awesome.
Actually, it saved up a few, because I had watched the first episode of the season, then I got I don't know, it's hard for me sometimes when you binge watch stuff to go back watching it week to week when you get caught up.
Yeah.
Like on some shows. I just like save up episodes for like 4 or 5 weeks and then watch them all at once. Because I don't much care for watching like week to week and stuff like that. That's what I do with some of the stuff, like stuff I was watching this year, like The Flash and like Arrow and stuff like that. I saved up some episodes, so I just watch them all at once. So. Do you watch The Flash?
Yeah, I watched, I haven't seen this season yet, but I watched the first one.
Yeah, I've been watching, sort of watching Supergirl. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. In fact, she's coming, the Supergirl is going to be on the CW with the channel with the Arrow and the Flash, and they're doing like a big 4-episode crossover with Arrow and the Flash and Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl starting next season. So
that should be cool.
And Superman's supposed to be in the first couple of episodes of Supergirl next season too. So
yeah, I heard about that. I heard they were casting that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, you know how you saw X-Men, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, you know how Sensei was in the movie? Well, they're making an X-Men spinoff called the New Mutants. It's called the New Mutants. Basically, the New Mutants they weren't X-Men, but they were students, and they'd have their own little missions. So they're all like, you know, kids, basically. And
mm-hmm.
one of the characters' name is called Wolfsbane. And Wolfsbane was like I think she was Scottish. And she was just a girl who could turn into a werewolf or a wolf all the way, you know, one or the other. And it's going to be Ari is going to be the fucking Wolfsbane. So you have two girls from Game of Thrones that are going to be X-Men, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting. Well, like I say, they're not X-Men. They're like the students, but it's the same thing, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of funny how both girls are now going to be stars in the X-Men universe and stuff. And this at least Ari gets to keep her accent or at least talk with an accent, whereas Sansa had to, like, totally hide her accent doing Jean Grey. And it was kind of
mm-hmm.
weird at first. But, yeah, that's
true. They're
be
also
cool.
doing another... They're doing a show called Legion, which is another X-Men TV show supposed to come on.
Which one?
Like next year. Called Legion. It's supposed to be like another X-Men spinoff TV show.
An X-Men spinoff TV show?
Uh-huh.
Because the only character I think named Legion was Morio McTarget's son, who was like, went bad. I'm probably going to have to look that up and see what's going on. There's probably something different. But, yeah, it probably should be good.
It's set within the same, like, the X-Men film series. So.
Uh-huh. Huh. That's weird. But
we also got some kind of Marvel shows coming on, like, next year. Like, one of them's, like, a comedy, but it's about, like, the insurance people that clean up after all these fucking superheroes destroy the cities and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have, like, the first issue of that comic book somewhere. I think I have it. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
What channel is that going to be on?
I think maybe ABC or something like that.
Huh, that's weird.
Because I know I heard that, like, a bunch of like a bunch of different superheroes that like maybe we haven't seen are going to be on the show, like just in like smaller roles, like
yeah.
in the background kind of. So
they'll just be at home and the people will be there and be like, okay, you destroyed Central Park, so you owe us so money or whatever, you know what I mean? Something like
mm-hmm.
that. But I'm already running.
I saw the game trailer this week for Injustice 2. Have you seen that?
For Injustice 2?
Yeah. Did you know the Injustice game, the superhero game?
Not really.
Oh, you don't? Okay, never mind. So, it's like a Mortal Kombat, but it's got all the DC characters fighting one another.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Batman and Superman and Flash and all those guys. Pretty cool. They also got a Friday the 13th game coming out where you get to play Jason Voorhees and go to camp and just slaughter people.
Oh, that should be
pretty
fun.
Awesome. Yeah,
have you seen that they're making a Friday the 13th prequel?
A prequel? Or I knew they were doing another movie.
It's a prequel because it's going to be when he was a kid and died, and they're going to have like his mom and dad on it or something.
I know they're doing the Leatherface one that's coming out later this year where he's a kid.
That could be interesting.
I've already seen like the posters and stuff for that. I'm looking forward to it. Like that Texas Chainsaw.
Remember when they got all weird with it and they had that one with Dennis Hopkins?
Dennis Hopper?
The what?
Dennis Hopper?
Yeah, Dennis Hopper was in one of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I don't know.
He was
like
in
two
sequel,
weeks.
Yeah. He was in
the
second one.
Yeah, the sequel got all weird.
I like that one. That was he saw Fatu's dead like in half at the beginning of it when they were on the bridge or something. And I like that one because that shit used to scare shit out of me. Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, even though it wasn't much gore, that was pretty fucking scary to me. That first one.
Well, the first one was funny because, like I say, you know, it's back in the 70s. There's not like a lot of gore of that, but that's still one of the scariest goddamn movies ever.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those. If I saw that as a kid, I remember sleeping with the lights on.
I remember just being scared from that scene in the beginning in the van with the little switchblade. I mean, there was just like a little blood in there, and I was just like, that was
mm-hmm.
all like, that was all fucked up.
Mm-hmm. You got weirder when they had the. Remember when they brought the movie out? It had like Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey in it.
Yeah.
In the film, like they don't even acknowledge that they ever did at this point.
Yeah.
They were so embarrassed by it. That was weird.
Yeah, that was. They've kind of overdone it with some of those movies.
I'm getting in a couple of weeks. They got the Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens coming out on Xbox. And I downloaded, they had a demo out that I downloaded yesterday. I played one of the levels. You ever play any of those Lego games? Those Lego games
no,
have been awesome.
They're coming out with a new Lego movie, too.
I got the first one. Star Wars a saga. It's got like all the first six movies, and you get to go through them in like a play through them like as a Lego character through all the scenes in the movies and stuff like that. It's pretty great.
Uh-huh. That's pretty cool.
I had that, and I had like Lego Indiana Jones, and this year they came out with Lego The Avengers, where you get to play like in Age of Ultron and all those movies and shit like that.
Uh-huh. So. That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm running out of things to talk about. Anything else you want to talk about?
I can't think of anything. I'm just looking at this news story. Apparently some kid got ate by an alligator at Disney World.
Dude, okay.
How does that happen?
I haven't really read anything about that. I just know it was kind of like a Disney resort or whatever. Were people allowed in that water? Or they break
I haven't even read the story. I was just flipping around on YouTube and they got this these news clips, and I said the alligator attack at Disney Resort, and so.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Like, I mean, it's horrible that, like, little kid got killed or whatever, but, like, if you're not supposed to be in there and you're in goddamn Florida, shouldn't you know that there might be shit like that in the water?
I don't know how that happens at a resort. Jesus.
I don't think they're supposed to be in the water. They must not have been in the water or whatever. And it's a man-made thing, but there are canals, you know, that connect
mm-hmm.
to other stuff. So I'm sure that's how he got in there. But it's like so weird. It's like I don't think I'd ever let my kid get in any kind of water in Florida or Louisiana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's
we had
alligators. You got to worry about the alligators and crocodiles. There's fucking water moccasins. It's fucking snapping turtles. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. I mean, if it was like a public thing where everybody could go in and swim and it's supposed to be cool, that's one thing. But if you're not supposed to be in there and you did that, I mean, I think the parent kind of has to take some blame in that too. You know what I mean? I don't know because I haven't bothered to read. I've just read the headlines about it and shit. But, yeah, that's crazy. And then, they probably killed about a dozen alligators because they probably killed everyone they found trying to find the baby, you know what I mean, the kid. So
yeah.
That sucks because they had to wipe out a whole bunch of animals because of that. So, yeah, it's just a whole fucking – and then there's so much bad shit happening in Florida. It's like I'm just kind of scared to go to WrestleMania next year.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I was kind of surprised, like I heard about the Orlando thing the other day, and didn't realize that was like the biggest mass murder in the history of whatever the United States.
It's not technically. Wounded Knee is. Because Wounded Knee wasn't
right.
A battle. It was just they came up on the Indians and killed them all. So it wasn't a battle. So that's the biggest mass killing. But that was a long time ago. I can see people kind of forgetting about it, but.
People probably look at that more as a war or something. I bet you.
Yeah, they probably consider it like a war or something, or like I say, they probably think it's a battle.
Wouldn't Pearl Harbor, wouldn't that be one of the biggest mass killings? You know?
I think because they attacked an army base, I think.
It counts as war.
It counts as war.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, depending on how you look at it,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's how they look at it. But two of the guys that were killed in that nightclub
mm-hmm.
are co-workers of Blue Pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she lives in Orlando, and I guess a lot of the people who work at theme parks, you know, they dance or whatever. So I'm sure there's a lot of gay people who work there, and two of them hung out at that club and were there when that guy went in there and fucking killed them. That was fucking crazy.
Jeez.
And then people were debating whether it was because he was, like, Muslim and it was, like, one of those, like, kind of, like, a hate kind of a thing. Or there's a theory that he was a closet homosexual himself. And just, you know, some people
heard, like,
deal with that.
Somebody said he was upset he saw two guys kissing or something.
Yeah.
Some silliness like that.
Yeah. So it's, like, some
I think
people
are
doing
this. As many people got killed, I think people are just seeing how many people they can kill. See, I can kill the most. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like these days.
Seems like, I mean, geez, because he killed a whole shitload of people and stuff.
We talked about this. I was looking at this alligator story. Did you see the alligator on that golf course a few weeks ago?
That thing was fucking huge, dude.
That was fucking Jurassic Park shit.
That kind of looked like it.
You remember that movie Alligator where it was the girl flushed it down the toilet?
Yeah,
and grew up in the
sewers.
I remember because that's one of my favorite movies when I was a fucking kid. Because I love those kind of alligator shark stuff and you know any kind of monster shit like that back then. And that's what that fucking thing looked like. It's like my God.
Yeah, that was crazy. That thing looked like
a fucking mutant. I don't know what that thing meant, but Jesus Christ.
Speaking of, have you seen any of that Snoop Dogg doing Animal Planet shit?
No.
As soon as we wrap up this show, you need to go on YouTube and type in Snoop Dogg Animal Planet. And basically it's just like it's basically clips. It's not like even like the whole show. They'll just have like a 4-minute clip, and in those clips it'll be like 4 different clips. And there's one where, like, you know, they're showing alligators and Snoop Dogg. Oh, damn, it's an alligator. And then they show, like, some, what do you call those? Sea otters, right? And they show the sea otter standing up, and they, oh, man, they're kicking it out. They know they got to get the hell out of here. And it's just Snoop Dogg doing commentary. And then there's an alligator with a mouth open coming at one, and Snoop Dogg starts freaking out. Run, run. And then the sea otters all kind of team up, and they kind of like turn the tables on the alligator. Like, they all like get together and they kind of back off the alligator, and it's like, god damn, they just backed that motherfucker. And shit, so it's just Snoop Dogg doing like commentary. He doesn't even know what the fucking animals are. He's just like, they show like some little tree frogs, and he's like, hey, it's a Geico. And shit like that, dude. So it's just, they show like a polar bear like jumping on a walrus, and then the other walruses are helping. He's like, damn, this boy ain't even helping him. And then finally, like, one of them kind of does. He's like, yeah, stab that motherfucker. it's fucking awesome. I hope they make it into a real show, or I can find like whole episodes or whatever, because just those 2-minute clips are fucking hilarious. In fact, I think I might go watch them after this. But we'll go ahead and wrap up the show since it's been an hour. You can blame Craig on the reason it was so short, because, you know, he backed out on it. So it's all Craig's fault. So everybody, check us out. You can download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of other shows. So check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at BlogTalkRadio.com/Cotrere and other shows at BlogTalkRadio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
You can go to youtube.com/Cotrere. I got a bunch of wrestling videos up there. Actually, it made me sound horrible because I watched these two films, and just because they're funny as hell to watch. And I mean, just from the name of them. Go up there, and there's I think I got a section called Miscellaneous. I got some, like, it has nothing to do with wrestling. Maybe got some, like, some TV movies and stuff like that. And I found on there the other day, MTV did these two movies about going to fat camp. I don't know if you've ever seen them.
I think I remember the commercials for them.
They got one that called Fat Camp, and then they got the sequel, Return to Fat Camp. I know I shouldn't be laughing, but these movies are fucking hilarious if you go watch them. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Right. All right, then.
But just go watch them if you have a chance. They're funny. So.
Right.
I'm not calling out fat people, but they call it Fat Camp, so they want me to laugh at something. So.
Yeah.
You know, they don't say it's manager or kid's problem or something like that camp. It's bad camp. So.
Yeah. Well, everybody, hopefully we'll be back next week. I don't know how my trip's going to affect the show, but we will be back at some point. Hopefully Craig will join us. So everybody come back then, and we will talk to you later.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man! You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the matrix shit! Let's go hook him up!
Your ass.
It's time. You take it all away.
until I wear your Texas ass out. And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.